我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
上次我们读到第七章的时候，撒加利亚书。
Last time when we read Zechariah chapter 7.
而我们就看到有人来问耶路撒冷的那些先知和祭司。
And we said some people came to the prophets and the priests in Jerusalem to ask them some questions.
因为这些人在耶路撒冷遭遇大的变动的时候，他们就开始在一定的时间里边去进食。
Because these people has come across some big changes in Jerusalem, so they began to fast.
那神就借着撒加利亚来回答他们这个问题。
And through Zechariah, God answered the question.
这个问题其实不是单单回答他们当时的问题。
It's not only answering the question at that time.
也是回答从那时候开始一直到现在的问题。
But it's the answer that answers the questions from then until now.
因为他们所问的就是
Because what they asked was
以前耶路撒冷遭遇大的变故我们禁食。
The big changes we've experienced in Jerusalem in the past that we fasted.
现在神把我们都带回来了。
So now that God has brought us back.
又用着我们来建造神的殿了。
And he uses to build his temple.
那我们还要不要继续的禁食呢？在那些日子。
So do we still need to fast in those days?
神的回答。
The answer of God.
好像完全出乎当时神的百姓的意料之外。
It's as if it's beyond what the people of God expected at that time.
我们没有办法能领会他们当时的心情是怎样。
We cannot understand how they must have felt at that time.
他们是要来神的面前来表明他们是何等的上神忠心。
Were they there to express how faithful they were toward God?
或者是他要在神的百姓的面前夸耀他们在神的面前的对神的心意的寻求。
And were they there to boast before the people, the heart before God, or to pursue after God?
或者他们只是都没有成那种光景只是一个宗教上的 一种热情让他们在神面前要寻求神的拯救。
Or it could be neither, or they just have this religious zeal to pursue after God.
那神回答他们这个问题的时候
And when God answered this question,
没有直接
He did not...
说你们要继续做还是不需要继续做。
He did not answer directly whether they should or should not continue.
神是给他们一个问题。
That God asked them a question.
你们为什么要这样做？
Why would you want to do this?
你们这样做的原因在哪里？
What was the reason for doing this?
那在人的感觉上面。
In men's feelings.
特别在旧约的日子里头。
Especially in the Old Testament.
人遭遇一些非常的事。他们的反应总是第一就披麻蒙灰撕裂衣裳。
That when men experience something extraordinary, the first reaction was to mourn and to fast or to wear torn clothes.
然后那再更进一步就是禁食。
And also they would fast.
好像人在神面前这样做了，那神的怜悯。就要出来了。
As if when men do this before God, then God has to show mercy.
神的拯救就要来了。
That his deliverance will come.
弟兄姊妹，我们不敢说，神不乐意向寻求他的人来显出恩典。
Princess, we don't have to say that God is not willing to show mercy to those who seek after him.
但是神在人身上所要寻找的是真正的寻求神。
But what God wants to seek in man is someone who we truly pursue after him.
那在当时神给撒加利亚说的话就指出一个很严肃的问题。
So at that time the word spoken to Zechariah point to a very solemn question.
你们做了七十几年这样的动作。
That you have done this for over 70 years.
但是这七十几年所做的在神的面前都没有蒙纪念。
But what you've done in these past 70 years is not remembered by God.
我有这个回答，的确是出乎当时犹大人的想法。
And this answer is beyond what the people of Judah they could imagine.
我们这样做，神竟然没有纪念。
That we do such a thing, but it's not remembered by God.
神竟然说我们这样做是白做。
And God say that you're doing it in vain.
我们这样做只是装装模作样。
That we're just doing it outwardly.
一点实际的意思都没有。
There's no real meaning.
这不能不叫当时的犹大人心里面吃了一惊的。
That they are really surprised the people of Judah.
那又是为什么神会说的那么的绝对呢？
And Francis says, why would God's answer be so absolute?
甚至说是说的那样的严厉呢？
It's actually very straight.
因为在神的鉴察的里面
Because under God's,
他们做了七十几年
After they have done this for 70 years
每一次他们做这些事情都是做在宗教的语文里
Because every time they do this they're doing this under religious
他们只是表达一些宗教的动作
They're just doing this religiously
却没有一个真实寻求主的心意
But they did not have a heart that truly seeks after the Lord
所以主说
So the Lord said
你们就是不进食的时候
When you're not fasting
你们吃喝是为你自己
You're eating and drinking for yourself
你们现在进食不吃不喝也是为你自己
So now that you're fasting not eating or drinking is also for yourself
要表达你们在神面前有一个宗教的虔诚
In order to show that you have a religious future before God
没有一点悔改的心意
That you don't have a repentant heart
没有一点认识为什么我们会落到这种光景里
That you do not even understand why you would be in such a condition
上次我们已经提到
And last time we mentioned
他们一年有四次的进食
That they fast four times a year
四月、五月、七月、十月这四个月份里头他们都有进食的动作
In April, May, July and October they would fast
但是神说
But the Lord said
你们这七十几年里头所有的进食一点意思都没有
All the fasting within this 70, some 70 years there's no actual meaning
因为你们只看见耶路撒冷被毁被焚烧百姓君王被掳到巴比伦
Because all you could see is Jerusalem was destroyed and the people was taken captive.
却没有醒悟为什么这些事情会发生
But you did not understand why these things would happen.
你们以为在外表做一些虔诚的动作就能改变那一个环境
And you thought that outward deeds of piety would change things.
神说不是那样一回事
But God said it's not such a case.
如果是这样的一回事
If it was like this.
你不要说七十多年在神面前的进食没有意思
Not to say that there's no meaning in the 70 years when you fast.
你就是七百年七千年在神面前这样进食也是一点意思都没有
Even if you fast for 700 years or 7,000 years, there's no meaning to it.
当你们真要寻求神的时候
When you truly pursue after God.
现在你们来寻求神看是不是需要再进食下去吗
And now that you're seeking after God, whether you should continue to fast.
如果你们真的是去寻求神的话
If you truly pursue after God
你们要寻求为什么神从前让我们遇到那么 严重的难处
Then you should seek after God and find out why God would let you encounter such difficulties before
现在又为什么神要恩待我们这一些人
And now why would God show mercy to us
你们要寻求这样的一个事实的真相
You should seek after this fact
却不是在那里做一再那个宗教的动作
But not to do religious deeds outwardly
那当然神这样向他的百姓说话
So when God spoke to his people like this
他们恐怕是不太懂
They probably do not understand
所以神借着又对撒加利亚再说
So God continued to speak to Zechariah
说什么呢
And what did he say?
说为什么你们会给掳到巴比伦去
He told them why you were taken captive into
Babylon. 为什么犹大会遭遇这样厉害的 对付。
Why Judah has experienced such severe dealing?
为什么耶路撒冷会给拆毁
？And Jerusalem was destroyed.
为什么君王和许多的尊贵人都给掳到巴比伦去
？And why is that the king and those noble people they were taken captive?
因为你们背弃了神。
Because you have turned your back against God.
神差遣先知到你们面前说话。
That God sent the prophets to speak among you.
你们都不要听。
That you would not listen to them.
等到事情危急的时候。
And when you encounter crisis.
就装模作样的做一点事。
And you pretend to do something.
弟兄姊妹记得我们读耶利米书的时候就提到这一点吗
？And brothers, you remember when we read the book of Jeremiah, we mentioned this.
那是在耶利米书三十四章上头所记录记。记载下来的。
And it's in Jeremiah chapter 34.
当耶路撒冷被围困的的那段日子。
When Jerusalem was surrounded.
犹大人觉得没有办法了。
And the people of Judah, they have no way out.
他们稍微有一点的感觉。
So they have a little bit of feeling.
认定是我们做了许多神所不喜悦的事。
They acknowledge that they have done a lot of things.
所以神就管教来。
That's against God, so God's discipline comes across.
那时候他们不是宣告了一件很不寻常的事吗
？And didn't they proclaim something that's very unusual？
那是什么呢
？And what was that？
释放奴仆
，to set free the slaves，
而让那些给他们做奴仆的人都很自由的释放出去。
So the slaves they were set free, they have their freedom.
哦，这个事情做出来以后
，And after this was done，
神给他们一点的称许
，That God praised them，
说你们做的对
，That you have done this correctly。
如果你们是继续维持着这样的形式
，If you continue to have this heart，
你们还是蒙纪念在这里
，Then you will still be remembered。
但是可惜的很
，But unfortunately，
没几天
，Not long after，
这些犹大人又后悔了。
These people of Judah, they regret it.
他们又把那些释放回去的那些奴仆全都召回来说，对不起，前几天说的话不算数。
They have forced the slaves to come back and said that those words we spoken did not count.
我们不能给你们自由。
That we cannot set you free.
你们也得不着释放。
And you should not be released.
你们都要回来，在我们家里做奴仆。
You have to return and become slaves again.
因着这一件事情，神非常严厉地警告他们。
So because of this, God has warned them solemnly.
耶路撒冷一定受围困。
Jerusalem will be surrounded.
也一定给攻破。
And it will be destroyed.
也一定被毁。
It will be destroyed completely.
并且你们当中的这些人都要被掳到巴比伦去。
And you, the people, will be taken captive to Babylon.
神的话说得很清楚。
So God's words were very clear.
但是他们不要听。
But they did not want to listen.
结果呢
？And as a result,
耶路撒冷果然是给攻破了。
So Jerusalem was taken down.
给焚烧了。
And it was burned down.
百姓是给掳去了。
And the people were taken away.
神就说
，And God said,
你们留意到耶路撒冷所以遭遇这样的事情，乃是你们做了愚昧的事，不肯悔改。
And took note that Jerusalem has encountered all this is all because of your stubbornness that you would not repent.
那现在你们在那里进食。
So now you are fasting.
你们以为在外面做一些虔诚的宗教的动作。
And you think that outwardly you perform some religious deeds.
就可以挽回神的心。
That you can turn God's heart around.
神在这里明明告诉他们说。
And God said clearly here.
被掳的原因你们一看清楚了。
If you can see clearly the reason of the captivity.Then you will know.
被掳是因为你们的不顺服神的权柄。
The captivity is because you would not acknowledge God's authority.
你们偏行己路。
And you go on your own way.
你们在那里背弃神而拜偶像。
You turn your back against God and worship idols.
这个是你们被掳的原因。
And this is the reason why you're taken captive.
你们不肯悔改回转到神的面前。
That you would not repent to go back before God.
这个是这个被掳的原因。
And this is the reason why you're taken captive.
那现在。
So now.
你以为用一些宗教的动作就可以代替了顺服吗
？So do you think that you can substitute submission with religious deeds?
这个顺服是不可能用别样来代替的。
This submission is cannot be replaced by anything
else. 因为神是观察人内心的神。
Because God sees man's heart.
神不会因着你外面做一点动作，然后你里面动也没有动，神说啊，我也悦纳你们。
God would not say that I will be pleased with you if you only perform something outwardly.
我也承认你们现在做得不错。
Then I would acknowledge that you're doing well.
不会的。
It would not be this way.
神不会说这样的话的。
And God would not say something like that.
神要看的是看人里面的那个转变。
What God wants to look at is the change.
如果他们真的转回到神的面前。
If we repent and go before God and listen to His word.
那这样。
In this case.
神的纪念就不因着人有没有一些宗教的动作，也都一定显明在人的当中。
The God's remembrance will manifest on the people regardless of any religious actions are willing.
但是若是他们仍然是照着从前那样的刚硬来活在神的面前。
But if they continue to live before God stubbornly,
神也就只好让他们继续乐在神的对付的底下。
Then God can only let them live under God's dealing.
那当神给他们说清楚了这样的事。
So after God explained it to them clearly.
那神就转过来，就说到他用什么心情来对待他的百姓。
And God continued to tell them how or what kind of hearts would he use to deal with his people.
所以从第八章开始，神就在那里向犹大的人来显明他心里的意念。
So starting from chapter 8, God was there to explain what kind of attitude he would use to deal with his people.
他怎么显明呢？
And how does he show that?
弟兄姊妹记得。
But just as you remember,
第七章第八章所发生的事情，
the things that happened in chapter 7 and chapter 8,
是在他们恢复建殿第二年
你
所发生的事。
They happened on the second year after they started rebuilding the temple.
那就是他们已经回转过来，愿意按照神的话来跟随了。
Which is after they turned back and was willing to follow God's words.
按照神的心意来行走了。
And they are willing to walk according to God's heart.
那所以神现在就告诉他们。
So now God told them.
你们之所以蒙福。
The reason you are blessed.
现在你们之所以蒙纪念。
Now that you're remembered.
绝对与你们那七十几年的禁食没有关系。
It has nothing to do with those 70 years, the fasting within those 70 years.
既然和那些没有关系。
And so if it has nothing to do with
that. 那跟什么有关系呢？
What does it have to do with?
就跟你们顺服神有关系。
It has to do with your submission before God.
你们重新把自己放在神的权柄的底下有关系。
That once again you place yourself under God's authority.
那好了，我们没有。看进第八章以前，
so before we go into chapter 8,
我们先要来澄清 一些事情。
Let us clarify some matters.
那就是我们今天要不要进食。
Which is whether we should fast today.
那今天我们如果遇到重大的事情的时候，我们是不是也该要进食？
So nowadays when we encounter some important matters, should we fast?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我不说我们不要，也不说我们一定要。
That I would not say that we should not do it, and I would not say that we should do it.
你说那究竟是要还是不要？
So you ask whether should we do it or not.
你总该有个明确的答案。
You should have a clear answer.
不然的话，
Otherwise,
我们觉得要，做了又不是。
That when we feel like we should, then
我们觉得不要，没有去做，结果呢，我们还是不是。
And then it would be also incorrect when we feel like we shouldn't be doing it, and we don't do it.
弟兄姊妹，我们要领会这一个问题。
But sisters, we need to understand this.
还是要回到神的话里面去。
Then we should
领会。
Go back to God's words to understand it.
如果我们从律法这一个范围来看。
If we're looking at it under the law.
弟兄姊妹，你没有办法能找到有一点一滴的律法里头的记录，说你们要禁食。
Then you could not find anything under the a record of the law that you saying that you should fast.
但是你从旧约的那些历史的记录里面呢？
But according to historical records of the Old
Testament, 你的确看见他们很早就有禁食的这样的事情。
And you can see that very early on they have the records of fasting.
究竟这个事情是怎么发生的呢？
So how did this happen?
圣经里头没有给我们记载禁食的起源。
The Bible does not record the origin of fasting.
也没有给我们看见禁食的这一件事情。起初是在什么时候开始的
？And also does not tell us when was the first time it happened.
都没有。
It did not tell us.
只是给我们看见。
It only lets us see.
有一些事情，人在神面前进食，神就应允他们的所求。
Then in some occasions when people fast before God and God will answer them.
而比方说。
And for example.
先知约拿。
Prophet Jonah.
去尼尼微的事情，弟兄姊妹，你看到。
That you remember when he went to Nineveh.
尼尼微的人披麻蒙灰悔改禁食。
That the people were mourning and they were wearing sackcloth and then they were fasting before God.
神的怜悯就在那里显出来。
And God's mercy was shown.
你要看到以斯帖。
And also Esther.
他在要去见阿哈水鲁王的时候，要达薛西王的时候。
And she when she was about to meet the king.
他告诉莫迪改吩咐犹太人要为他禁食三天。
And he told Mordecai and told the people to fast for her for 3 days.
他自己也禁食三天。
And she also fasted for 3 days.
然后就去见王。
And then she went to see the king.
果然神也就答应了。他所求的把犹大人的那个结果整个的扭转过来。
And as a result, God answered her prayer and then turned around the history of the people.
那当然在旧约里面还有好些的关于禁食的记载。
And there are many other recordings in the Old Testament about fasting.
神都悦纳他们的动作。
That God was pleased with the action.
那这样我们就觉得有点为难了。
And then now we have this question.
那究竟禁食是需要的？还是不需要呢
？So is it necessary to fast?
律法没有这个要求。
That's no requirement under the law.
人在神面前这样做的时候，神也悦纳。
But when men do this before God, God accepted them.
那究竟要还是不要呢
？So should we do it or not?
你看到旧约，看你说，哦哟，旧约的时候的事情，我们不必拿它来做榜样。
So we say that we should not take the things in the Old Testament as example.
但是你看到新约的时候。
But when you come to the New Testament,
有一些话我们也是要叫我们觉得无所适从的。
And there are some words that cause us to be puzzled.
那我们的主说，对众人说啊，那一次他们在山上变上下来。
And the Lord told the people after they changed the images in the mountain.
因为赶鬼的事情。
And in order to cast out demons,
门徒赶不出去。
And because the disciples they could not cast out demons,
就给赶走。
But after the Lord arrived, the demons were cast away.
那么门徒就问他，主啊，为什么你能，我们不能
？And the disciples asked him, Lord, how come you could do it, but we can't?
众人是这样问他。
And the people were asking him.
门徒心里也是有这个问题。
And the disciples they have this question in their heart.
为什么你能，我们不能
？How come you could do it, but not us?
当时回答说。
And the Lord answered them.
有一类的鬼啊。
It's a certain kind of demon.
如果你不禁食祷告啊，他是不能出，他不会出来的。
That you cannot cast them out without fasting and praying.
这好像主也告诉我们说，需要禁食了。
So it seems like the Lord is telling us we need to fast.
主又说到，你们禁食的时候，要好像平常的生活一样。
And the Lord said that when you fast, you should just act normally.
不要拉长脸孔。
That you should not have a sad face.
愁眉苦脸的。
Should not put on a sad face.
让人一看啊，你大概这个人大概是禁食吧。
So that when people see you, they can tell you're fasting.
但是如果你这样的话，那个禁食就没有意思。
And he said that if you act like this, then there's no meaning to your fasting.
你要禁食，你是要把禁食坐在父的面前。
If you want to fast, you should fast before the Father.
不要坐在人的面前。
Do not do it before men.
那这些话都给我们看到，好像进食又是必须的。
So these words told us as if it's necessary to fast.
在使徒行传的里面也有不少进食的记录。
In the book of Acts, there are many recordings about fasting.
你说这样进食是应该是要给留意的了。
So you say that we should pay attention to fasting then.
那弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
我们必须要很明确的领会。
We need to have this clear understanding.
人为什么会进食？
Why would man fast?
好像主并没有给我们看到很明确的那一个原因。
The Lord does not seem to let us see the reason very clearly.
但是从赶鬼的那一件事情。
But from the incident of casting out the demons.
给我们有一点的参考。
That we can have a little bit of reference.
就说有一类的鬼太凶了。
That certain kind of demons is very fierce.
你就是奉主的名，他也不怕。
That even when you cast them out in the name of the Lord, they will
not be afraid. 他就要骚扰人。
They still want to disturb people.
那像这样强悍的鬼。
So for demons like this.
你们就用禁食去对付他。
That you should deal with it with fasting.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
什么叫禁食？
What is fasting?
禁食就是说你倾心去寻求神。
Fasting means that you pursue after the Lord with a pure heart.
禁食并不是说我不吃。
It's not that you just don't eat.
我不喝水。
And you don't drink.
我们的主40天禁食。
That our Lord fasted for 40 days.
为什么他40天禁食？
Why did he fast for 40 days?
弟兄说你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you know this?
你看到那些准确的有一些禁食的意识的记载。你都能看到这样的一件事。
And when you see some recordings about fasting, how they fast accurately.
当人真的是碰到又大又难的事情。
When men encounter some things that are really difficult.
不知道怎样去解决的时候。
And don't know how to deal with them.
他们就来寻求神。
Then they come to seek after the
Lord. 他们心里头有一个很重的负担。
In their heart, there's a heavy burden.
他们到神面前来寻求神。
And they come before the Lord to seek after him.
这一个很重很重的负担。
And this very heavy burden.
让他们根本就不去想着饮食的问题。
That caused them not to even think about eating and drinking.
他们只是在神的面前仰望主自己。的怜悯伸出手来。
They're only there to look upon God's mercy to stretch out His hand.
那如果我们用那个赶鬼的主说的那个话来说。
And if we use the words of the Lord when He cast out the demon.
这一类的鬼。
This kind of demon.
你不进食就不敢赶他不出来。
You cannot cast it out without fasting.
那是什么意思？
What does that mean?
你一点办法都没有。
That means you don't have any way.
你没有办法，但是鬼也必须要给赶出来。
That you have no way of doing it, but the demons has to be cast out.
那你怎么赶呢？
So how could you do it?
主说。
And the Lord said.
你就到神的面前了。
You go before God.
你要承认你什么都不行。
You acknowledge that you cannot do anything.
你没有办法。
That you have no way.
你做不来。
That you cannot do it.
仰望神自己来做。
And you look to God for Him to do it.
我们上说得更清楚一点。
To put it more clearly.
让神去做。
Let God do it.
你怎么让神去做呢？
And how do you let God do it?
你必须停止你说，停止了你自己以为你能做的这种心思。
That you have to stop your heart thinking that you can do something.
也停止你以为自己能做的那个方向。那种倾向。
And then you have to put an end to the inclination that you can do anything.
然后你就是承认神啊，我不行。
That you have to acknowledge that to God that you cannot do anything, that you cannot do anything at all.
神啊，只有你来做。
That God only you can do it.
你自己不出手，事情就没办法解决。
If you don't stretch out your hands, that this cannot be resolved.
弟兄姊妹，这个让出地位来给神做。
And this is to give way and let God perform.
简单的来说，这个就是禁食的那个实际的意义。
To put it simply, this is the true meaning of fasting.
如果你只有一个禁食的动作，却没有一个让出给主做工的那一个位置。
If you only have the outward deeds of fasting and did not let God do
His work. 你再怎么进食也都是空的。
And however you fast, it's only done in vain.
那所以弟兄姊妹们，你注意这一件事情。
So, brothers and sisters, take note of this.
当神的启示一进入书信以后
，When God's revelation has entered into the epistles.
甚至我们可以说，在使徒行传的中期以后
，Or at the very end of the last days of
that very end, the middle,
the middle of the during the period of the book of Acts.
你就已经看不见进食的记录了。
And you could no longer see the recordings of fasting.
当你看到书信的这个部分，一直到启示录。
And when you get enter into the period of the epistles until Revelation,
你完全没有再看见进食的记录。
That you cannot see any more recordings of fasting.
也没有看见有一丁点关乎进食的交通。
And you cannot even see any fellowship on fasting.
那所以弟兄姊妹们，我们就要留意这一件事情。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to take note of this.
那当我们真的是准确认识进食是怎么一回事的时候
，When we can accurately understand what fasting is about,
我们就知道了，不是不可以进食。
Then we'll know is that it's not that you cannot fast.
但是必须要有真正的进食。
But you have to have a true fasting.
如果不是真实的进食
，If it's not a true fasting,
所有的进食都成了宗教的仪文。
All fasting would become just a religious deed.
像现在基督教里边所流行的进食
，Just like nowadays the fasting that's popular among Christianity.
有什么事情？哎呀，我们就要来进食。
So whatever happens, that people say, let's fast.
弟兄姊妹们，绝大部分都是落在一个宗教的仪文的。表现上面。
So most of it, brothers and sisters, is only religious performance.
我们求主给我们很明确的看到进食这一回事。
We ask the Lord to let us see clearly about fasting.
我们要做就很准确的坐在主所能接受的那个光景。
So if we were to do it, we should do it accurately so that the Lord would accept it.
千万不要做过了。在神面前所得着的不是称许，而是责备。
But we need to be careful so that when we do it, that we would not receive God's reprimand.
这一个倒是很严肃的一个问题。
And this is a very solemn matter.
那么好，我们就回到撒迦利亚书的本身来。
And then we'll come back to the book of Zechariah.
当神在第七章里边说出了。人的宗教的疑问对神要做工的事情没有任何的影响。
So in chapter 7, after the Lord tells us that any religious deeds has nothing to do with him.
我们都知道神是根据他自己的旨意来做工。
And we know that the Lord work according to his will.
不是根据人的动作来影响。
And it's not affected by man's deeds.
所以第八章开始你就看到神就说出他自己的意念来了。
So in chapter 8, God expressed his own will.
我们弟兄姊妹千万不要忘掉这是重建圣殿以后两年的事。
My sisters, don't forget this happened 2 years after the rebuilding of the temple.
虽然圣殿当时还没有建造好。
Even though the temple was not completed,
但是建造的工程是在进行中。
But the rebuilding, it was in process.
那是在这样的光景底下，主就发表他自己的心思。
It's under this condition that the Lord expressed his heart.
所以你留意第八章。
So let's take note of chapter
8. 第二节神就说了。
Verse 2, the Lord said,
我为锡安心里极其火热。
I'm very jealous for Zion.
我为着他心里火热。
That I'm burning with jealousy for her.
所以神就要上耶路撒冷的仇敌来发烈怒了。
That I'm burning with jealousy for her.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Let's just take note.
神说发怒不是一般的发怒。
That when God said he is angry or he's jealous.
他在发烈怒。
It's not a ordinary jealous or wrath.
很严重的怒。
It is a very great wrath.
那为什么神这样说呢
？And why would God say this？
底下神就说了。
And then God continued.
因为现在我要回到西安。
Because now I will return to Zion.
我要住在耶路撒冷。
That I will dwell in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷要称为诚实的城。
The Jerusalem will be called the city of truth.
万军耶和华的山必称为圣山。
And the mountain of the Lord Almighty will be called the holy mountain.
这说出什么？
And what does it say?
这说出。
That it says.
犹大他们已经从心里归向神。
The Judah has repented from their heart to God.
他们已经在神的面前重新建立了对神的敬畏。
That they have reestablished the fear before God.
所以在当时那样四面受敌的环境的里面，他们没有停止建殿的工程。
So under the condition they were surrounded by enemies, they did not stop the process of rebuilding the temple.
用只记得我们读以斯拉记的时候。
Mr. Says, remember when we read the book of Ezra.
当他们重建圣殿，那个地方的势力和那些抵挡神的人，好像像从前一样要来阻挡他们。
That when they were rebuilding the temple, the local authorities and the people, the enemies, they.
连地方政府的。也出来干涉了。
That they were attacking them and interfering.
那形势是非常的严重。
So the conditions was not good for them.
当时那个地方官啊，省长啊，来问说，谁叫你们盖这样的一个建筑物？
And the local officials and the governors came and asked them, who gave you the authority to build this building?
他们当时怎么回答呢？
And how did they answer?
丢者，你看到。
Princesses, you can see this.
他们当时就可以抬出古列来。
Then at that time they were able to bring out King Cyrus.
但是他们不是先抬古列。
But they did not first bring him out.
他们先说出神要我们为他建造圣殿。
They first said that God was the one who wanted them to build the temple.
先王古列就下命令让我们来建。
And the previous king, King Cyrus, he gave.The command for them to build.
我们当中曾经停止过，没有继续这个工程。
That we have stopped for a while and did not continue.
现在我们重新来进行这个工程。
So now we return and continue with this building.
这个工程进行的负责人是谁？是谁？
And the people who are responsible for this project is so and so.
你看到他们很坦然的，就这样摊开来了。
So they were very very plain and.
头一次亚达薛士王下令要禁止他们建殿的时候，他们都躲起来，都不敢做声。
In the beginning, when they were forbidden to rebuild, they were all hiding.
王要我们停，我们只好停了。
So because the king told us to stop, that we stopped.
你说要叫他们的负责人留个名字下来，他们吓就要。
And people, if people were to ask who are the responsible parties, they would be very afraid.
现在你看到这一次他们
so now,
没有一点恐惧。
This time you see that they did not have any fear.
很坦然地来告诉他们，如果有什么事情，你们来找我。
And they honestly, they told them, if anything happens, you can come and look for.
我们这里负责人是谁是谁？
And these are the people who are responsible.
他们当时并不一说出一个所罗巴伯，一个就是约，约书亚
and they told him one is Zerubbabel and the other one is Joshua.
那结果那个河西的总督对他们没有办法，只好呈报回到那个巴比伦那边去。
So the governor could not do anything to them, so he could just report back.
那神也很管理那个环境，让波斯王果然在一个。档案库里头找出了古列王所下的那个命令。
And God led the king of Persia to be able to find in the record about this command of rebuilding.
所以犹大人建殿的事情就继续在那里进行，没有受到搞扰。
So the people of Judah they continued to rebuilding as no disturbance. 但是他们
没有受到搞扰的起头，
but,
乃是因为他们伏在。神话里的权柄的地下。
But the reason they did not receive any disturbance was that they placed themselves under the authority of God.
神在耶路撒冷建殿的这个事情上面，他看到了那些伏在他权柄底下的人。
So in this building in Jerusalem, God saw the people who were under His authority.
所以神的心意就很清楚、很自然的就发表出来。
So God's will was expressed freely.
然后神就说
And God said,
我心里上的西安非常的火热
That I'm very jealous for Zion.
啊，他要为着西安来火热
That he would be jealous for Zion.
要对付犹大人的仇敌
And he would deal with the enemies.
啊，并且说出
And he also said,
现在的耶路撒冷
That this Jerusalem
不再是一个被废弃的耶路撒冷
It's no longer Jerusalem that's forsaken.
啊，他要重新的成为神的居住的所在
That it will once again become the dwelling place of God.
所以他说我现在什么时候现在
So he said that now
回到西安要住在耶路撒冷中
So now I will return to Zion and dwell in Jerusalem.
所以现在已经做了一件事情，他重新以耶路撒冷做他的居所。
So now he has done this thing that is Jerusalem has once again become his dwelling place.
而耶路撒冷啊
，That Jerusalem，
我们中文把它翻成比称为诚实的城。
And the translation says that it will be called the city of truth.
不过我以为
，But I think
把它翻成耶路撒冷就是作为一个真理发表的城。
That it should be translated as Jerusalem would be the city that expressed truth.
还比较接近当时的那个神主所说的话。
That would be closer to what God was saying at that time.
耶路撒冷的锡安山又称为神的圣山。
That Mount Sinai would become, Zion would become God's holy mountain.
然后神就说了
And then God said
将来啊这个耶路撒冷城就成了一个非常叫人炫目的地方
That in the future Jerusalem this city would be a city that's admired by many people
表现在什么地方呢
And how is it expressed?
他说将来你就看见许多的年老的男的女的坐在耶路撒冷的街上
So once again, men and women of ripe old age would sit in the street of Jerusalem.
因为年纪老迈啊，就拿着拐杖。
And they are with cane in their hands because of the age.
我们就说。
Then we can say this.
你拿着拐杖就扫到街上来了。
And you would say that if you are holding a cane, that you should not even go to the street.
你就待在家里享清福就好了。
That you should stay at home and enjoy yourself.
你还跑出来干什么？
And why would you go to the streets?
你跑来跑在来到街上跑来跑去干什么
Then why are you walking around in the streets?
弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters?
你要细细留意神借你说话的那个意思
If you pay attention to the meaning of God's words
乃是说到耶路撒冷要平静到一个这样的地步就算是老年人如此的来到街上面呢、啊、也不会受害
That it tells us what a peaceful condition that Jerusalem is enjoying, even the old people, they can come on the streets without harm.
也不会给自己找麻烦。
And they would not cause themselves trouble.
弟兄姊妹，这个是很清楚的一件事。
And this is very clear, brothers and sisters.
不但是老年人是这个样。
Not only are the old people
还有
And?
他说城中街上便满了男孩女孩的玩耍。
The city streets would be filled with boys and girls playing there.
弟兄姊妹，这个话这是也是很有意思的。
And this is also very meaningful here.
你不要说叫那耶路撒冷。
Not to say Jerusalem.
现在。
Nowadays.
你要记得。
You need to remember.
这个是耶路撒冷。
This is Jerusalem.
这是一个大城。
It's a big city.
是一个很热闹的地区。
It's a very busy area.
不像 San Bruno.
It's not like San Bruno.
不像我居住的 Daly City.
And it's not like the city, Daly City I live in.
也不像弟兄姊妹所居住的那个旧金山的Sunset.
And it's not like the Sunset District in San Francisco.
更不如那个一些弟兄所居住的那个Millbury.
And it's not like Millbury either.
这些都好像是有很宽广的街道，有很安静的环境。
And all these cities have wide streets and have very quiet neighborhoods.
孩子们到 到街上去玩耍也算不了什么回事。
It's not a big deal when the children go on the streets and play.
那现在也常常你看到，那个孩子们在街道上玩耍。
You can see pretty often that the children will play on the streets.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意。
The brothers take note.
这里说的，在街上那个玩耍的。
What it says here, those who play on the street.
是有男孩，有女孩。
There are boys and girls.
哎呀，你说那些英文这个字是很好用。Teenagers.
And it's very, that's a good description of teenagers in the English language.
可以到十九岁啊。
They could be up to 19 years old.
他们到了二十岁才不听呢。
So when they reached the age of 20, they're no longer teens.
那十七八岁到街上玩耍，有什么不好？
So isn't it great for those 17, 18 years old to play on the street?
有什么了不起？我的意思是说。
That's no big deal.
弟兄姊妹们啊。
My brothers and sisters.
许多时候啊，你要是看见街道上有十七八九岁的孩子们在那里，你还叫他孩子们嘛？他们在那里玩耍。
A lot of times when you see those 17, 18 years old, if you still call them children when they play on the street.
你经过他们那些地方啊，你心里边很有点戒心的。
When you pass by them, you have this, you have something in your heart.
你不晓得他会不会给你弄一个恶作剧的。
That you don't know if they will pull a prank on you.
但是他说，哎，那是到了那个。到了那是听得不起的那些人，他们不会跑到街上来玩。
So you say that those late teenagers, they would not come go on the streets and play.
那么在街上玩的都是那些小听的。
So the ones who play on the street, they are just the little ones.
那弟兄姊妹们，你有没有想到
？But brothers and sisters,
如果你是那些小听的父母
，If you are those early teenagers.
你放心让他们自己在街道上玩耍吗
？Would you feel comfortable for them to play on the street？
尤其是现，我就说刚才我所提的那些地区啊。
And the cities that I mentioned just before。
你没办法不晓得什么时候有一部车子经过。
You don't know when a car would come。
如果发生什么意外怎么办
？If there's an accident, what would you do?
你会让这小孩到街上去随便玩耍吗
？Would you let the children play on the street?
这个是不会发生的事。
This is something that would not happen.
但这里特别就提到，那男孩女孩在街道上玩耍。
But now he mentions that the boys and the girls would play on the street.
你是不是还要注意一个字
？And take special note on this.
满有男孩女孩。
It's filled with boys and girls.
不是三个两个。
It's not just a few.
是满有。
It's filled.
就是这个满有究竟是多少
？So filled with them. How many are there? We don't know.
反正你能有这个满的感觉，就一定不少。
But if say it's filled, that it would be a lot of them.
那你说，那这样不是要发生好多难处了
？Then you say, wouldn't that be a lot of troubles happening?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主说。
The Lord said.
将来要发生这。要有这些事情出现。
This would happen in the future.
在什么的情况底下会出现这种环境
？And under what conditions would it happen?
简单的话来说
，To put it simply,
非常的平静安稳。
Under very peaceful conditions.
只有在这种情况的底下，才能有这种情形出现。
It's only under this condition would this happen.
不然的话
，Otherwise,
只有用现代的话来说，上街了，上街头了，去示威了，才会有满有这许多的人挤满在街道上。
So today's terms, only a protest or strike would happen under this circumstance.
你看到吗
？What do you see?
我们的主轻描淡写的就说一说，耶路撒冷要给恢复到一个什么的光景。
That our Lord just say lightly that to mention how Jerusalem will be revived.
完全是平静安稳。
It's a complete peacefulness.
他说这种光景在将来，你那些剩下来能活着的看到这些事情，他们都觉得稀奇。
Then these things, when the people who live till then to see it, they will be amazed.
那弟兄姊妹们
，The brothers and sisters.
说到这，我们看到这里的时候。
When we look at it here,
我们要指出一个很 明确的事实来。
We need to point out this very clear fact.
当时神对撒加利亚说这个话。
When God spoke to Zechariah,
是有双重的意思在这里的。
About these things, there's double meaning.
第一个意思是说当时。
For one, it's pointing at that time.
神要怎样的恩待耶路撒冷？
That how God would, how merciful He would be toward Jerusalem. Another meaning?
你特别留意当那日这几个字。
We pay special attention to this.
那日。
On that day.
在旧约的预言上面。
In the prophecy in the Old Testament.
先知所说的那日。
The prophets mentioned that day.
常常是指着在他们的心思里会只做国度来说的。
Very often it would be pointing at the kingdom.
但是据说的更准确一点。
But to put it more accurately.
是指着将来新天新地来说的。
It's pointing at the new heaven and earth in the future.
所以从第八章我跟弟兄这位曾经提过。
So for chapter 8, we have mentioned before.
就开始他主说的话一转转了一个话题。
That God's word has changed the topic.
一面是说当时的光景。
On one hand, it's talking about that time.
一面就引到将来国度和新天新地的日子。
On the other hand, it's pointing at the kingdom and the new
heaven and earth. 我们看下去就体会。
And when we continue on, we'll understand.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神说我要恩待耶路撒冷。
That God said, I will have mercy
on Jerusalem. 我要回到西安。
That I will return to Zion. I will dwell there.
我要纪念我的子民。
I will remember my people.
我要叫我所拣选的做我的子民。
I will cause my chosen ones to be my
people. 我要做他们的神。
And I will be their God.
那然后主就说了。
And then God said.
当建造耶和华殿的根基之日，先知所发的所说的话。你们听见了？
That you who now hear these words spoken by the prophets who were there when the foundation was laid for the house of Lord Almighty.
说你们应该手里强壮。
So let your hands be strong.
你不要因敌人的缘故而心里惧怕。
And do not be fearful because of the enemies.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
神就说出了。
And God said.
是我叫那些人他们自相攻击，互相攻击，而不影不让他们来影响你们。
Because I'm the one who caused them to fight among themselves, so they would not disturb you.
我们看历史也看到这种情形。
And when we look at the history, we can see this.
马代波斯灭掉了巴比伦。
Mesopotamia, they destroyed Babylon.
马代波斯。
Media Persia.Destroyed Babylon.
灭掉了巴比伦。
Destroyed Babylon.
那么以后他们就不住的发在各地有许多的征战。
And they continue to have many battles in many areas.
他们也没有太多的余力来管的远离他们那么远的犹大。
And they did not have much remaining power to take control of Judah as far away.
以后呢？
And then in the future,
希腊兴起来的时候又把马代波斯灭掉。
When Greece arise, that it destroyed Medo-Persia.
哎呀，那马其顿就是那个希腊吗？
And Greece is
Macedonia. 就是希腊，就是 Greek.
Macedonia is Greek.
那他，我们晓得亚历山大。出来征服各地的时候，连年都是到处去打仗。
And when Alexander was there to conquer different countries, he fought every year.
那也曾经要几乎要对迦南地用兵的。
And he almost attacked the land of Canaan.
结果我不说那故事了。结果遇到一些事情，他的马其顿的军队就没有来到。
But I won't go into details, but as a result, the army of Macedonia didn't go into Judah.
怎么可能有这样的事情呢?
And we said that, how could that be?
他们当时那些君王在征战的时候, 不可能会留下那个犹大的这一个小小的地方让他平平安安的。
But when the kings were fighting, it was impossible for them to leave Judah in peace.
尤其是在中东这一带，犹大所在的那个地理环境也是一个战略的地理。
And especially in the Middle East, the position that Judah is in is a strategic position.
不可能不发生困扰的。
It's impossible for it to not suffer any disturbance.
但神说，我让他们自己在那里，彼此相残。
But God said, I would cause them to fight amongst themselves, that you will enjoy peace.
你们不会受到打扰。
That you would not have any disturbance.
说你们不要惧怕。
So do not fear.
这个是对着当时说的。
And this is said to them at that time.
也就是很坚固他们继续在建殿的事情上不必手软。
So that they would be strengthened, so they would not be fearful when they do the rebuilding.
然后神就说了。
And then God said,
从前你们的祖宗惹我的怒气。
That your forefathers, they caused wrath.
我定义是降祸给他们。
That I was determined
我就降祸给他们
to send them woes. So
我不后悔。
So I punished them. I did
not regret. 我没有认为我降祸给你们祖宗是做错了事。
That I did not think that was wrong by punishing your forefathers.
现在呢
？And now
我照样定义来怜悯施恩给你们。
That I'm determined to give you grace.
给耶路撒冷的人。
For the people in Jerusalem.
给犹大家。
The house of
Judah. 说你们不必在那里担什么心。
So you don't have to worry anymore.
好好的把殿建好。
So now you just focus on building the temple.
我要显明那里是我的居所。
I have to manifest that that's my dwelling place.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
My sister, take note.
神在这里给犹大人看得很清楚。
God let the people of Judah see very clearly.
他们祖宗蒙受咒诅的那个原因。
That the forefathers, the reason they received curse from God,
也让他们看见
and also to let them see,
他们现在蒙纪念的那个原因
the reason that they remembered.
如果你们是一直维持着现在的那个光景
if you continue condition right
now, 你们不必担心你们会像你们祖宗一样受到咒诅
that you do not have to worry like your forefathers
will be cursed. 从前你们的祖宗愚昧，我怎样的咒诅他们？定降祸给他们。
Before, when your forefathers they were foolish and they received curse from me.
我现在同样的定义要施恩给你们。
Likewise, today I am determined to give
you mercy. 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这是指出当时的一个事情。
And this is to talk about things at that time.
但是呢
，But
你们必须要很清楚的晓得。
So you have to be very clear.
你们如果是要继续要维持在这个。蒙纪念的事实里头
If you want to stay in this condition of being blessed
你们必须要很好好的按照神的心意活在这个地方
That you should live according to God's heart in this place
不可像你们祖宗那样子愚昧
That you cannot be as foolish as your forefathers
这里是提到一些具体的事项
And now it shows some facts here
换一句话来说
In other words,
这里所提到特别的事都是按照神的律法的要求来表达的
So the matters are mentioned here is the expression of
the requirement of the law 我们要继续往前看一前
Before we go on
我必须要让弟兄姊妹 看清楚一件事情
Brothers and sisters need to see this very clearly
你说神从前定义降祸给我们的祖宗
that God in the past that he's determined to send curses
to our forefathers 现在又定义施恩给我们
and now he's determined to give us grace
那一切都是神的定义
it's all God's will
我们也没有什么话好讲
and we have nothing to say
弟兄姊妹们不是的
my sisters are not like this
我们绝对有话好讲的
that we have a say in this
我们必须要看到一件事情
We have to see one thing.
为什么神定义要降祸给我们的祖宗
Why is it that God determined to send curses to our forefathers
那是根据生命记神与 神与人立约的那个事实的。
Which is based on the covenant established between God and man.
以色列人是和神有立了一个约。
In the book of Deuteronomy, God and the Israelites.
这个约是神应许让他们承受各种各样的祝福。
That God promised for them to receive many blessings.
但是他们必须向神承担一个义务。
But they have these obligations before God.
就是要遵行神自己的话。
Which is to obey God's words.
如果他们不遵行神自己的话。
If they do not obey God's words.
那当然他们得不着神的应许的祝福。
They would not receive God's blessing, for sure.
并且要担上神给他们的咒诅。
But they have to take upon themselves the curses of
God. 所以这神就做这样的事情，神不是没有事实的依据的。
So when God do this, it's not without a base.
神现在赐恩，定义赐恩给他们。
So now God's determined to bless them.
也是根据同样的事实。
It's also based on the same fact.
因为他们与神立约的时候。
Because when they have a covenant with God.
神说，如果你们遵行我的律，好好的遵行我的诫命律例和典章。
And God said, if you obey my commands and laws,
我就怎样怎样怎样。把各样的祝福都倾倒给你。
Then I would pour out my blessings upon you.
这是一个立约的内容所带出来的那一个结果。
This is brought forth by the context of the covenant.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那现在神让他们很清楚地看见。
Now God let them see very clearly.
你们现在所蒙的恩典。
The blessings that you have received now.
乃是你们履行立约的义务的结果。
It's a result of you fulfilling your obligations of the covenant.
所以我不能不纪念我与你们所立的约，我要向你们施恩。
So I have to remember the covenant I have established with you, so I will bless you.
我不能不向你们施恩。
I have to bless you.
如果我不向你们施恩，我就成为不义了。
If I don't bless you, then I will be faithless.
神不是不义的神。
That God is not a faithless God.
所以神说我定义要向你施恩。
So God said, I'm determined to bless you.
我们感谢主了。
We thank the Lord.
好了，现在我们的主说的话就带进一个更明显的启示里了。
So now the words spoken by the Lord
从十八节开始
brings forth a clearer revelation.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看到神说话的目的了。
Starting from verse 18, you see the purpose of God's word.
神一面告诉他们说，你们禁食的事情要停止。
On one hand, God said that you have to stop your fasting.
不需要再继续了。
You don't need to continue.
也不要再来问那个禁食不禁食的问题了。
And you no longer need to ask about whether you should fast.
因为从今以后啊
，Because from now on，
犹大要成为犹大要成为一个欢乐之家。
Judah will become a house of joy。
过去禁食的日子，你们心里头的那一种重担苦恼都不会再出来了。
All the burdens and sadness on the days that you fast would not appear anymore。
所有的节期都是你们欢乐的节期。
All the festivals are happy festivals.
弟兄姊妹，你提到这个。
But this is when you mention this.
你就没有办法不留意了。
Then you have to pay attention.
神给以色列人七个节期。
That God gave the Israelites seven festivals.
七个节期的里头。
Among these seven festivals.
有欢乐。
They're joyous occasions.
但是也有很严肃的事。
And they're also solemn.
所以你看到在七个节期里边，有好几个节期里头有严肃会的。
So among these seven festivals, there are meetings, solemn meetings.
特别在祝棚节的里边，这个一个欢乐的节期，但是就是在欢乐的节期里边也有严肃会的。
And when we look at the festival of the tabernacle, we see that within this joyous festival, there's a solemn meeting there.
如果你看到除酵节
and if you see the unleavened festival, unleavened,
你晓得这里面就说到你们要清除这个清除那个。
And you say that you have, within that, you have to get rid of this and get rid of that.
在属灵的意义上面来说，那是 对付罪的问题。
Spiritually speaking, it's dealing with the sin.
等到那个赎罪日的那一天。
And on the day of atonement.
哦，神就更清楚说要刻苦己心。
And God said that you have to deal with yourself harshly.
那所以他们在犹太人按照神的安排来过节的时候啊，并不是过节就一定喜乐啊。
So when they are going through this festival, it doesn't mean that they're all happy occasions.
他们在过节的日子也要很苦恼的。
So among the festivals, they might need to be very sad.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
现在神借着撒加利亚说。
Through Zechariah, the Lord said.
你们过去四月、五月、十、七月、十月。
In the past of 4th, 5th, 7th, and 10th month.
你们常常进食。
That you fasted a lot.
现在不必要了。
Now there's no more need.
那些日子。
All those days.
都要成为欢乐的日子。
They would become joyful occasions.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
弟兄姊妹注意了。
My sisters take notes.
从十八节开始。
Beginning verse 18.
主说这个话就不再是停留在当时了。
When God spoke these words, it's not just pointing at that time.
而是转到将来国度的预告了。
It's also a proclamation pointing to the kingdom.
因为弟兄姊妹，你看下去你就看到一个非常非常严肃的问题。
My sisters, if you continue on, you'll see a very solemn matter.
什么问题呢？
What is this issue?
神把以色列显明出来作为列国的中心。
That God has manifested Israel as the focus of
many nations. 所以这个就和当时耶路撒冷重建圣殿的事情有了一点的关联。
So it has to do with the Jerusalem.
你怎么能就犹大成为列国的中心呢？
How could you cause Judah to be the focus of many nations?
因为神的居所在那里。
Because God's dwelling place is there.
因为神是住在耶路撒冷。
Because God dwells in Jerusalem.
主曾经引到先知说的话说，我的殿要成为万国祷告的殿。
Because the prophets proclaimed that my temple would be the temple of prayer for many nations.
万国都要到了耶路撒冷，神的殿那里头来寻求神。
And all the nations would come to Jerusalem to the temple to seek after the Lord.
我们读哈该书的时候，不是也还应该留下这个印象吗？
Then we have this impression when we read the book of
Haggai. 这殿将来的荣耀大过先前的殿。
The glory in the future of this temple would be greater than before.
而列国要把他们的财物都运到这里来进贡。
All the nations will bring their treasures to this temple.
说的严重一点是，各国的那些王后啊，都要来濡染这里的孩子们。
So to put it more straightly, all the queens they would be here to raise the children.
就是，这是什么时候的事？
So when did it happen, brothers and sisters?
不是在当年圣殿重建起来的时候的事。
It's not at that time when the temple was rebuilt.
所以刚才我特别给弟兄姊妹指出，你要留意主在这里，主的话说在这里的时候，说到在那日。
So I made special mention earlier what the words of the Lord said at that day.
这个那日是什么？
And what day is it talking about?
那是遥遥的指着国度和新天新地。
Which is pointing to the kingdom and the new heaven and new earth.
现在你看二十节说神就说得很清楚。
So now in verse 20, the Lord said very clearly.
万据耶和华如此，将来必有列国的人和多城的居民来到。
And it says, that's what the Lord Almighty says, many peoples and the inhabitants of many cities will yet come.
来到哪里？
Where would they go?
来到耶路撒冷。
To Jerusalem.
来到耶路撒冷干什么？
And what are they there to do?
21节就说。
Verse 21.
这城的居民必到那城说，我们快去寻求，恳求耶和华的恩，寻求万军之耶和华，我也要去。
And the inhabitants of one city will go to another and say, let us go at once to entreat the Lord and seek the Lord Almighty. I myself am going.
全地的人都涌到耶路撒冷去。
And all the people will go to Jerusalem.
涌去耶路撒冷干什么？
And what are they doing in Jerusalem?
去寻求神的恩。
to entreat the Lord and seek.
为什么要到耶路撒冷寻求神的恩？
And why do they need to go to Jerusalem?
那当然，如果就着当时的情形来说，因为神的殿在哪里？
If we talk about it according to that at that time, the condition is because
the temple. 但是你看下去的时候。
But if you continue on,
你就看到一件事情比神的殿在那里更重大的。
You see that there's one thing greater than the fact that the temple
is there. 是什么事情呢？
And what does that matter?
那他们列邦的人都到耶路撒冷来寻求万军之耶和华，恳求耶和华的恩。
That many people will come to Jerusalem to seek the Lord Almighty and to entreat Him.
人要寻求神。
That people will seek after God.
他们必须到耶路撒冷来。
They have to go to Jerusalem.
人要恳求神施恩。
And when people are seeking for
His mercy, 他们必要到耶路撒冷来。
They have to go to Jerusalem.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
不是单单因着那里有神的殿。
It's not only because that God's temple is there.
更明确的一件事。
More clearly is this.
因为人和神中间的媒介在。
Because the medium between man and God is in Jerusalem.
那这是回到说到国度的时候的情形。
And this is talking about the condition.
也就是神在起初选召以色列民出埃及的时候，在神设计里面，如果。
Which is also at the time when God led the people of Israel to out of Egypt.
如果当时的以色列。能跟得上神的心思的话，这个事情就不必等到将来的国度。
If Israel was able to follow God's heart at that time, then we don't have to wait till.
在他们出埃及进了迦南以后，事情就要发生了。
That after they left Egypt and entered Canaan, that would have happened.
但是他们没有跟得上来。
But they were not able to follow.
所以这个事情没有发生。
So it didn't happen.
等到主来了。
And when the Lord
主说天国近了。
The Lord said the kingdom of heaven is
clear. 那如果当时的犹大人他们能跟得上来的话，
If the Jews at that time they were able to
follow, 国度的王已经来了。
The king of the kingdom has
arrived. 如果国度的百姓能跟得上这国度的王，
If the people were able to follow the king of the kingdom,
那这个国度的事情在主在地上的日子也就出现了。
That the kingdom would have appeared while the Lord was on earth.
那当时的犹大没有跟上神。
But Judah at that time they did not follow God.
所以国度又隐藏下来。
So the kingdom was hidden.
但是国度虽然隐藏下来。
But even though the kingdom was hidden.
但是国度的设计没有停止。
The reality has not stopped.
The design
of the kingdom has not stopped.
那神还是照着他国度的设计继续的在那里做工。
And God continued to work according to His design.
一直做到有一天。
Until one day.
我们的主从天上降临回到地上来。
That the Lord descended from heaven on earth.
国度真的建立起来。
That the kingdom was established.
那当国度建立起来的时候。
When the kingdom is established.
弟兄姊妹们，国度的特色在哪里？
What is the characteristics of the kingdom?
国度的特色乃在以色列重新显明他们做祭司的国度。这一个神的应许。
That the characteristic of the kingdom is that Israel will once again manifest that they are a kingdom of the priesthood.
神的设计就是要用着以色列这个蒙拣选的民族来作为祭司的国度，把万民带回神的面前。
That within God's design, He wished to have the people of Israel.To become a kingdom of the priesthood to bring forth all nations.
这个是在出埃及十九章里边神和以色列立约的以前所宣告的话。
And this is recorded in Exodus chapter 19 before God established the covenant.
如果他们在神面前活得对，
if they were living correctly before God,
他们就显出一个作用，成为祭司的国度。
They can manifest their function, become a kingdom of priesthood.
什么叫做祭司的国度？
What is the kingdom of
priesthood? 那就是列国人要来到神的面前。
Which is to say, when people of other nations,
凭借有以色列人
that they come before God, they have to go through Israelites.
我们今天在救恩的里面，我们不凭借犹太人。
Now we are within salvation today that we are not.
我们是凭借神的儿子耶稣基督。
That we're not depending on the Jews, but we are depending on
the Son of God.
But in the kingdom,
我们的主是登上宝座的。
That our Lord would be ascended.
那万民要来到他宝座前。
And when all people come before the
throne, 他们怎么可以来到神的宝座前？
How could they come before the throne?
他们必须有一个凭借。
That they have to depend on something.
他们必须有一个依据。
That they have to base on something.
那个依据是什么呢？
And what is the basis?
他必须要找到一个有祭司的职分的人。
They have to find a priest.
在那个日子去哪里找有祭司职分的人呢？
And where can they find a priest?
如果只是亚伦的子孙作为祭司的话。
If only Aaron's descendants can be priests,
那祭司人数太少了。
Then there will be too few of them.
所以主在出以色列出埃及的时候，就很清楚地指出，他要以色列整个的民族作为一个祭司的国度。
So when the Israelites left Egypt, the Lord pointed out very clearly He wished to have the whole Israel to become priests.
现在我们看到
priest.
Now we can see. 这个事情在国度的时候就出现了。
This would happen at the time of the kingdom.
在主回来的时候，
When the Lord returns,
把他的国建立在耶路撒冷作为国度的中心。
He would establish his kingdom in Jerusalem as a focal point.
列国要到耶路撒冷来寻求神。
And all nations, they would come to Jerusalem to seek after the Lord.
那他们怎么去寻求神呢？
How do they seek God?
是他们不认得路吗？
Is it because they could not find a way?
现在还没有到国度的时候，我们拿着地图就全世界都跑了。
Now, this before the time of the kingdom, we can use a map and we can go through the whole world.
那要到耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷不过是一个小小的坦圆的地方。
And Jerusalem is only a very small place.
没有地图，乱闯也会闯到。
Even if you don't have a map, you would be able to find it.
那还需要地图？
Do we still need a map?
都不需要。
And we don't.
但是不，你可以不用地图。
But no, even if you don't need a map.
但是你必须要有一个凭借。
But you have to have someone you can depend on.
凭借什么？
Or something you depend on.
以色列人。
Israelites.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里就看到了。
So brothers and sisters here, you can see.
列国和强国的民都来到耶路撒冷。
Many peoples and powerful nations, they will come to Jerusalem.
他们寻求神。
To seek the Lord.
神就说了。
And God
said. 在那些日子。
In those days.
那是列国诸族出来的人，他们来寻求神，怎么寻求法呢？
And those people from many nations, they come to seek the Lord.
十个外邦人。
That 10 men,
就拿住一个犹太人。
10 men from all languages and nations would take firm.
他说我们要与你们同去。
To take firm hold of one Jew.
去哪里？
And say, let's go with us.
去寻求神。
To seek after the Lord.
为什么一定要同他们去呢？
Why do they have to go with them?
因为他们不同他们去的话，他们见不到神。
Because if they don't go with them, they would not be able to see God.
弟兄姊妹千万要记住。
My sister, you need to remember this.
这个不是指教会。
This is not pointing at the church.
教会那个时候已经成熟，和主一同从天上降临到地上，与主一同掌权了。
The church at that time has matured that it would reign with the Lord on earth.
这个是什么呢？
And what is this?
这个是马太福音二十五章里面山羊绵羊审判里面的那一批绵羊。
And this is pointing at the What's mentioned in Matthew chapter 22, the sheep facing judgment.
他们要来寻求谁？
That they wish to seek the Lord.
他们怎么能得见神的面呢？
And how could they see God's face?
他们必须要抓住一个犹太人。
They have to take a hold of a Jew.
说，你去看神的时候，你必须带着我们去。
And say that when you go see God, you have to take us with you.
你不带着我们去的话，我们就见不到神。
If you don't take us with you, we cannot see God.
我们愿意寻求神也没有路。
That even if we're willing to seek God, we don't have the way.
这是什么？
My sisters,
这就是祭司的国度的实际。
This is the reality of the kingdom of priesthood.
然后列国人这样一说。
The people of many nations would say.
你们去寻求神。
When you seek after the Lord.
要带着我们去。
Bring us with you.
我们老早就知道了。
That we know already.
神与你们同在。
That God is with you.
你带着我们去。
Take us with you.
让我们也享用神的同在。
So that we will enjoy God's presence also.
这是国度的宣告。
And this is the proclamation of the kingdom.
也是祭司的国度的恢复的那一个实现。
And this is also the reality of the revival of the kingdom.
但是你要你作为一个祭司的国度，人到耶路撒冷来寻求神。
But if you are the king of a priesthood, and when people went go to Jerusalem to seek God, first you have to deal with
this.
That you have to let Jerusalem to become the dwelling place of God.
那这又间接又回到鼓励他们在渐渐的事上。
Now it goes back to how they are encouraged to proceed and finish the rebuilding of the temple. So that within Jerusalem there's a dwelling place for God. So those who wish to seek after God, they can seek Him in Jerusalem. We thank the Lord.
这个主意很着重的，很注重的是指着整个。 神预言的发展,
and this is God placed emphasis on this to talk about the execution of His plan until one day. Jerusalem will be the focus of many nations.
犹太人，以色列人要成为祭司的国度。
The Israelites will become a kingdom of priesthood. And to bring forth all the nations before God. We thank the Lord.
领会这件事的时候,
when we understand this,
我们就更会看到今天我们这个称为教会的这些人, 他们所承担的一个属灵的责任是何等的重。
That we can see today, the church, that we have this great responsibility.
因为教会一天没有长成,
because if the church is not mature,
国度就一天不会。
The kingdom would not be manifested.
那这里所说的那个预言的实现呢, 也就又受单言。
So the fulfillment of this prophecy would be delayed.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神所要做的, 神一定做成功。
What God wants to do, He will accomplish.
我们就盼望, 我们看见神在前面做成他所要做的。
We hope that when we see God is doing His work in front of us,
我们就留意今天我们不单言。 神做工的时间,
then we will pay attention that we will not delay the time of God's work.
当然我们今天不像犹太人当时建造物质的殿,
but of course today we're not building a physical building.
但是我们确实在神建造教会的这个事上, 有我们的一份。
But we have a share in God's work in building the church.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
That we'll finish our fellowship tonight.